AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Both President Biden and Russia's Vladimir Putin say their Geneva summit was positive and straightforward.
The president says his goal was to deliver his messages face-to-face, that he wants to cooperate with Moscow where possible and will respond to Russian aggression where needed.
I did what I came to do.
The two men agreed to send their ambassadors back to their posts and on a plan to replace a nuclear treaty. In other areas, though, they remain far apart: Ukraine, human rights, and cybersecurity. Through an interpreter, Putin denied involvement in cyber attacks on the U.S.
What do the state organs of Russia have to do with that? We are encountering the same threats.
The president says U.S. intelligence points to Russia and warned Putin of consequences if attacks continue.
The last thing he wants now is a cold war.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The economic rebound from the coronavirus has been quicker than expected. The Federal Reserve is considering ending its lower interest rate policies earlier. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The Fed has kept its benchmark interest rate near zero since March of last year, while also buying $120 billion a month in Treasury and mortgage bonds to try to hold down longer-term rates and encourage borrowing and spending. That's helped fuel the economic rebound, but it's also coincided with rising inflation over the past couple months.
Stocks finished lower, the Dow down 265 points. The Justice Department is dropping a lawsuit against John Bolton, a former national security advisor during the Trump administration. Bolton wrote a book that the administration argued disclosed classified information. The NFL and NFL Players Association is updating coronavirus protocols to loosen restrictions for players fully vaccinated. Unvaccinated players must continue to get daily testing, wear masks, practice social distancing, and they won't be able to eat meals with teammates. This is AP News. Public schools that lost enrollment during the pandemic are waiting until the fall to determine the impact of parents' educational choices.
Enrollment in public preschool to 12th grade dropped by 2.6% across 41 states last fall. An analysis by Chalkbeat and the Associated Press found that enrollment declines varied by students' race and ethnicity, more than 4% among white students and 1.5% among Hispanic students. Sustained drops in enrollment could shift the demographics of America's public schools. If enrollment doesn't recover, public schools that lose students could eventually see funding cuts. Researchers are tracking demographics to see who returns and if enrollment shifts will carry longer-term implications. I'm Jennifer King.
Internal memos show the Army has hidden or downplayed the extent of which its firearms disappear, significantly understating losses and thefts, even as some weapons are used in street crimes. The broader Department of Defense also has not released reports of weapons losses. Ed Donahue, AP News.